I wish I could sing more songs in Chinese.
我真盼望巴不得我可以多唱一些中文的歌。
I had this one song this morning come to me. He was nailed to the cross for me.
今天早上有首诗歌进到我的心里面，就是耶稣他被钉在十字架上去为我。
On the cross, crucified for me, he died.
在十字架上，他被钉死是为着我。
He was nailed to the cross for me.
他被钉在十字架上为着我。
He suffered all alone for me.
他自己受伤是为着我。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah。
Here's one everyone knows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, I love you. 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 是
耶
吗？
稣，我爱你。
哈利路亚，哈
哈
利
利路
路
亚，
亚，
哈利路
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利
对，
路亚。Let's worship him，哈利
我们一
路
起来敬拜他，我们自由的来敬拜他，哈利路亚，
亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
赞美，哦，你是配得我们赞美，我们全身来到你面前，
We worship you, Lord. We
赞
worship
美你，我们敬拜你，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，你是配得的，我们敬拜你，哈利路亚，你是配得的，我们敬拜。
Wonderful
是一个
Savior,
美好的一天啊，美好的救主，哈利路亚，赞美，
You're wonderful.
你是何等的美好啊！
Jesus, you have said, where two or three gather in your name, there you are in the midst.
其实应许我们，当两三个人奉他的名聚集，他就在这里。
We welcome your presence.
我们再次欢迎你的同在。
We glorify your name.
我们来荣耀你的名，
Our hearts are full of thanksgiving
我们的心充满了感谢，
for this glorious day.
在这个荣耀的一天，
When we remember you were nailed to the cross for us,
当我们这样子来纪念你是如何的为着我们钉死在十字架上，
Lord, we invite your presence in every room.
主啊，我们真是在每一个课室，我们都欢迎你的同在。
We pray that today we will be changed.
我们这样子来祷告，愿今天借着这门课，我们都被改变。
You promise that if we behold you, we will be changed.
允许我们，当我们敞着脸来看着你的荣光，我们就会被改变。
So we look to the Lamb of God.
我们好不好？我们大家一起来，再来注视这位神的羔羊。
Raise our eyes to see you
让我们的眼睛单单的来看他。
in plain view.
在很清楚、没有遮掩的来看他，
Oh, you are the mighty conqueror.
啊，他是那位大有能力的征服者。
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
哦，哈利路亚！
You rent the veil in two.
他把幔子都裂成两半。
You made it possible
你使这件事成为可能。
to enter into the presence of our God.
就是让我们能够直接的进到神的同在里面，
And we rejoice.
我们真是要欢喜，
We give you glory.
我们把荣耀归给你。
All power is given unto you.
一切的权柄都已经赐给了你。
You are seated at the right hand of the Father.
你现在坐在高天至大者父神的右边。
And you are praying for us.
而且你还为我们代求。
And you are wanting to fill us with your own spirit.
而你是这么的巴不得我们都被你自己的灵充满。
Thank you, Jesus, for your humiliation.
主耶稣，我们为着你的谦卑来感谢你。
Thank you for the way you emptied yourself.
我们为着你如何的倒空自己而感谢你。
And you became obedient unto death.
你是如何的存心顺服以至于死。
We glorify you.
我们要荣耀你。
We praise you.
我们要来赞美你。
Enlarge our hearts.
让来扩大我们的心。
That we may receive more of you.
让我们可以更多的领受你的自己。
We pray in your holy name.
我们奉你的圣名，我们如此祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
荣耀归给神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's turn in our Bibles this morning to Matthew 27.
我们好不好？我们一起把圣经打开，我们翻到马太福音第27章。
We're going to read some verses there.
我们要读其中的一些经文。
All the truths of the Bible are pathways to the feet of Jesus.
所有在记载在圣经上的，都是引我们到基督脚前的那条路。
If we want to find Jesus, we open our Bible.
我们想要找耶稣，我们就把圣经打开。
I wanted to start with verse 50.
我们来看第五十节。
This is Jesus crying out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit.
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。
Then.Behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And the earth quaked.
地也震动。
And the rocks were split.
磐石也崩裂。
And the graves were open.
坟墓也开了。
Many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised.
已睡的圣徒的身体多有起来的。
And coming out of the graves after his resurrection,
到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来。
They went into the holy city and appeared to many.
进了圣城，向许多人显现。
So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus,
百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人，
they saw the earthquake and things that had happened.
看见地震并所经历的事，
They feared greatly, saying,
就极其害怕说，
Truly this was the Son of God. Hallelujah.
这真是神的儿子了。Hallelujah.
The Son of God.
神的儿子。
Hallelujah. Even the enemies, even the soldiers that killed him.
哈利路亚，即便是那些他的仇敌，那些兵丁来定他的那些人，
They recognized this was the Son of God.
他们都认出来，他们承认这位就是神的儿子。
This week I'm sure you've been reading in the Gospels of this time that we are commemorating the death of Christ.
这个礼拜我相信有许多的人你们都在读福音书，因为这礼拜是基督受难的礼拜，所以我们都在纪念他的死。
It's so good to read it over and over again.
我们一次一次的来读这些经文都是很好的一件事。
What thrilled my heart was this verse 51.
可是今天特别我要提到第五十一节。
When Jesus breathed his last breath,
当耶稣把最后的气要断掉的时候，
The veil of the temple was torn in two.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
From the top to the bottom.
从上到下。
Oh, how important that verse is to us.
哦，这节圣经对我们来讲是何等的重要。
Jesus gave us full access into God's presence.
耶稣把那个通往神同在的路完完全全的打开了。
This was the Holy of Holies.
这是通往那至圣所的路。
No one could enter there except the priest once a year.
在这之前，从来没有人可以进到那至圣所，除了大祭司每年一次以外。
And if he hadn't gone through the ceremony of cleansing himself,
而且他们都必须要经过一些洁净的礼。
he would die in that Holy of Holies.
如果他们没有好好的预备那些洁净的礼之前就进去，他们就会死在那里。
They sewed bells around his garment.
他们有在他的衣服周围。
In case he would die, they
他们就会，对，他们就会有那些铃铛，万一他死的时候，外面的人可以知道。
if the bells weren't ringing,
就是那些铃铛，如果没有声音，不再响了，
they thought the high priest must have died.
他们就会知道说，哦，这个大祭司已经死在至圣所里面了。
Oh, it was a very holy place.
那是一个极其圣洁的地方。
It was covered with the presence of God.
在那里充满了神他自己的同在。
He rested his presence between the cherubim.
他在两个基督伯中间将他的同在安息在那里。
How sacred it was.
这是何等神圣的一个地方。
And Jesus made the way for us to enter.
然而，耶稣把通往那里的路向我们敞开了。
When sin entered the world,
当罪进到世界来，
Adam and Eve were tempted and fell.
当亚当、夏娃他们受试探，他们跌倒了。
We were separated from the presence of God.
人从此就跟神的同在断绝了。
We could not draw near to God because He is holy.
人不能够再那样子来亲近神，因为神是圣洁的。
Because we are sinful,
因着我们的罪
，we would die in His presence.
我们如果靠近这位极圣的神、圣洁的神面前，我们会死的。
But when our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ,
然而，当我们的大祭司主耶稣基督
，when He offered His precious, spotless blood.
当他献上他那个无瑕疵、纯洁的血的时候
，When he hung on the cross，
那宝贵的血，当他在十字架上被钉在那里的时候
，And blood flowed from his veins，
那个血从他身上一直的流下来
，From his wounds，
在他的伤痕里面
，He purchased our access into God's presence。
他为我们买赎了能够进到神同在的那条路。
His blood speaks louder than the blood of innocent little lambs.
这神儿子的血比那些牛羊的血还说得更清楚、更宝贵。
John the Baptist said this would happen.
约翰，施洗约翰他这样子说。
When he saw Jesus by the Spirit, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
当施洗约翰看见耶稣的时候，圣灵就感动他，他就说："看哪，神的羔羊。
"He takes away the sin of the world.
除去世人罪孽的。
Don't you love God's presence?
你是不是爱慕、爱戴神的同在里呢？
You've had some very good teaching on coming into the presence of God.
大家都学了很多关于来到神同在的教导。
That's one of the themes of the JMI ministry.
这是我们达拉西的事工一个很重要的一个主题之一。
How to wait in the presence of Almighty God.
如何我们可以在这位全能的神面前来等候他。
When I first experienced His presence when I was 14 years old,
我第一次经历这奇妙的同在是在我14岁的时候。
I fell in love with Jesus.
之后我就爱上了耶稣。
I thought there's nothing in all the world that's so wonderful as being in his presence.
那时候我就想，这世界上再没有比能够在神的同在里面更美好的了。
And this day, this Good Friday,
在这一天，即将来的，今天就是那个基督受难的那个星期五。
This verse is so precious to me.
这节圣经变得对我来讲极其的宝贵。
The veil was a barrier between God and man.
那个幔子就象征着一个阻挡了、分开了人跟神的中间的阻隔。
It was a protection.
那是一个保护。
But when Jesus breathed his last, he finished the work.
然而当主耶稣他最后断气的时候，他成全了他的工作。
And you see that curtain was broken. It was torn in two.
殿里的幔子就从上到下裂成两半。
And now we could enter in.
现在我们能够进入。
God was present.
能够进到神的同在。
And the blood of Jesus covers us.
在主耶稣宝血的遮盖底下。
Those of us who have accepted him as our Savior.
我们这些已经接受他为我们救主的人,
our Redeemer,
我们被拯救的,
He has covered us with His precious blood.
我们的救赎主用他宝贵的血来遮盖我们,
He has delivered us from the powers of sin.
他把我们从罪的权势底下救了出来,
He is the mighty conqueror.
他是那位有能力的征服者。
We can behold him in plain view.
我们可以如此没有遮掩的来看着他。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me turn to Isaiah 53.
我们可以翻到以赛亚书53章。
Now, a great teacher said to us once, Reverend Gardner, Gordon Gardner, who wrote the book of Mrs. Robinson's life.
我有一个老师，就是贾德纳牧师，有一次他教导我们，贾德纳牧师就是写那个《荣耀的光辉》罗宾森师母传记的那个人。
He said Isaiah is called the fifth gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
他提到说，以赛亚书好像是第五本福音书，除了马太、马可、路加、约翰以外，下一本就是以赛亚书了。
Because it tells all about our Redeemer, our Savior.
因为这本书讲到所有关于我们的救赎主，我们的救赎者的事。
Let's start with verse 3.
我们从第三节开始读。
He's despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患，他被藐视。 好像被人掩面不看的一样。He
was despised and we did not esteem him.
我们也不尊重他。Surely
he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦害了。
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed.
哪知他为我们的罪过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。He
was led as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
I wonder how the Jewish people can read this chapter in Isaiah and not recognize the Lord Jesus Christ.
我有时候想，为什么有些犹太人他们可以读以赛亚书53章，却还不认耶稣是他们的弥赛亚？
Verse 6 talks about us being sheep that have gone astray.
第六节讲到，我们都如羊一样走迷了，
Return to our own way.
我们都走我们自己的路。
That's our prideful heart.
这个原因就是我们里面那个骄傲的心。
We want to do things our own way.
我们想要做我们自己想做的。
Yet the Lord laid on him the sin of us all.
然而，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
When the Lord begins to show us our pride,
当主开始向我们显示我们里面的骄傲的时候，
I mentioned to you last week how I saw my pride so horrible.
上个礼拜我跟大家提到，当我看见我自己的骄傲是这么的可怕。
And when I was very young,
在我非常年轻的时候，
I asked Jesus to show me myself the way he saw me.
我向耶稣恳求，他能够向我启示，好像他怎么样看我自己一样。
That may be 50 years ago.
那个是大概50年前的事。
And I saw how terrible it was.
当神真的做的时候，我看见我自己是何等的可怕。
I thought I was the worst sinner there ever was.
我真的觉得我就是世上有史以来最糟糕的一个罪人了。
We don't have to commit sin to be a sinner.
我们不需要在外面犯了罪，我们才是一个罪人。
We were born with a sinful nature.
我们就是在罪性里面生出来的。
And we would sin if we had opportunity.
如果我们有机会的话，我们会犯罪的。
It's in us.
因为这个罪性是在我们的里面。
And it was pride the Lord was dealing with in my life.
当在神开始在对付我的骄傲的时候，
I just mentioned last week that in one of the Gospels, Jesus fell beneath the load of the cross.
上个礼拜我提到，在福音书里面，主耶稣在他往十字架的路上。
But one of the students searched the scriptures of the Gospels and discovered it's not listed there.
我们有一个学员，他在查考圣经的时候，他发现圣经并没有那样子的记载。
That's so good that we have students that search the scriptures.
就是上礼拜我有提到说，主耶稣他跌倒了，但是圣经没有这样的记载。可是我觉得这很好，因为我们的学员们都是来查考圣经的学
So they came to me and said, "Where is that scripture?"
员。所以他们就来问我说：“玛莎姐妹，到底你提到的那个是在哪里记载的呢？”
I started to search, and uh-oh, I misquoted, I mistake.
我开始在查考圣经的时候，我就发现，确实圣经并没有这样子的记载，是我误用了。
So I said, today I must apologize to you. I misquoted that.
所以我今天我觉得说，我必须向大家抱歉，我上礼拜所提到的事情，所以我向大家道歉。
Some of the commentators, like Matthew Henry,
有一些圣经的释经家，好像亨利马太。
It seems to be intimated that he fell because they asked Simon to carry the cross.
在他们注释圣经的时候，他们觉得说耶稣一定是跌倒了，因为兵丁的时候就叫了这个西门来帮他背这个十字架。
And when you take in the fact that Jesus had been very bruised and beaten,
当我们在考虑到说耶稣他在那个时候，他在之前已经被鞭打、被受伤了。
Now the officials that crucified Jesus, the Romans insisted that the criminal carry the cross.
那想想那些主耶稣怎么样在罗马兵丁底下受苦，在罗马人的规矩里面，那些犯人必须自己背他自己的十字架。
But the cross was carried in two parts, a cross wood.
十字架实在是两个部分，那个横的那一部分。
The criminal carried the first part.
那些犯罪的罪犯，他们就要背着那个横杆，那个十字架的横杆。
It's very heavy wood.
那是一个很重的一根木头。
And often a second person would carry the second part.
通常有第二个人会帮会带着这第二个部分，十字架的第二根木头。
We know for sure Simon did carry part of the cross.
我们知道圣经的记载，这个西门这个人他是背着那个横杆。
And if we look at that carefully, you know, Simon was from Cyrene, and those people were of dark skin.
如果我们仔细读的话，我们知道他是古利奈人，他是从非洲来那个黑色皮肤的人。
Well, I think it is so beautiful.
我在看的时候，我看到这个很美的图画。
Wouldn't it be precious to be the person who helped carry part of?
如果我们能够有机会来背耶稣的十字架，会不会是很美好的一件事呢？
That would be a great honor.
那会是何等样一位荣耀的事！
And later in the epistles, we read that he had two sons that served Paul.
最后在其他的记载里面，他有两个儿子跟保罗在一起服侍。
But it raises our thoughts about people of a different color.
他引起我来思想那些不同肤色的人种。
Jesus' love is for all.
主耶稣的爱是为着所有的人。
Whatever color of our skin,
不管我们的皮肤的颜色是什么，
whether we're a man or a woman,
不管我们是男人或是女人，
Because you know, the women followed him to the cross.
我们在福音书上也看见有许多的妇女一直的跟着他到十字架那里。
So his salvation is for all.
救恩是为着每一个人的。
And as I was saying, when I was young and praying and felt that load of my pride, must have been what made Jesus fall.
所以我上礼拜分享到，当我在年轻的时候，我读到那边，我就想，哦，一定是我的骄傲来压伤了主耶稣。
That's not in the scripture, but that was just what so impressed me.
圣经没有这样子的记载，可是那时候是我的心是这样子来思想的，
Seems so real
就是对我来讲很真实。
that he would take my sin upon him.
是这位主耶稣，他竟然背着我的罪。
And especially because pride was so opposite God's nature.
特别骄傲是这么样子的，与神的性情来相反。
And Jesus did it so willingly.
然而主耶稣却是那样子甘心的来背着。
Let us look again at that verse in Isaiah, verse 6.
我们好吧，再来特别来看以赛亚书53章第六节。
All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth.
他被欺压，他在受苦的时候却不开口。
He was led as a lamb to the slaughter.
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
As a sheep before his shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
Let's turn back to Matthew 27.
我们再次翻回到马太福音第27章。
Look at verse 12
我们看一看第12节
through 14.
到14节。
Hallelujah. I'll give you some time to go back. Isaiah said this about Jesus, prophesied it hundreds of years before it happened.
以赛亚当他发那个弥赛亚的预言的时候，是在事实发生几百年之前的事。
How did he know that?
以赛亚怎么会知道这件事会发生呢？
We remember that all scripture is by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣经都是圣灵，都是神所默示的。
Holy Spirit revealed truth to him.
圣灵把这个真理将要发生的事启示给以赛亚。
And in Matthew we see the fulfillment, 27:12, and while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing.
当我们看到他在马太福音这边应验了，马太福音27:12，他被祭司长和长老控告的时候，什么都不回答。
Pilate, the governor, said to him, Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?
比拉多对他说，他们做见证告你这么多的事。
But he answered him not one word, so that the governor marveled greatly.
你都没有听见吗？耶稣仍不回答，连一句话也不说，以致巡抚甚觉稀奇。
And if you look down at verse 18,
我们如果继续看到第18节,
This is Pilate. He knew that they had handed Jesus over because of envy.
比拉多这边讲到，他原来就知道这些人是因为嫉妒才把他解了来。
It was envy that stirred up the chief priest and the rulers of the synagogue to crucify Jesus.
是因为嫉妒，以至于这些祭司长。 这些领袖们要来把耶稣钉在十字架上。They
were envious.
他们嫉妒。They
didn't want Jesus taking their place.
他们不想耶稣来取代他们的地位。Envy
is the rottenness of the bones, Proverbs tells us.
箴言书告诉我们，嫉妒是骨中的朽坏。And
how does Jesus react?
主耶稣怎么样子反应呢？
He answered nothing.
他一句话也不说。
I think that's so amazing.
我觉得这是何等样的奇妙。
It's our human nature to defend ourselves.
对我们人的本性来讲，我们都喜欢来保护我们自己。
If someone brings accusation against us,
来为自己辩护，如果有人要来指控我们。
Or even if they tell us something that they don't like about us.
如果有人告诉我们有一些事情他不喜欢我们的地方。
We are quick to answer.
我们是何等的快要来回答呢？
But if we would follow Jesus,
可是如果我们要跟随耶稣的话,
we would leave all of that in his hands.
我们会把这一切的辩护都交在神的手里。
I knew a woman years and years ago.
我认识，我在很多年以前认识一个姐妹。
She was newly married.
她刚刚结婚不久。
She had a Christian husband.
她的先生是个基督徒。
And they had their first child.
他们生了第一个孩子。
Now, if any of you students are married, you know that sometimes things are not always roses, and sometimes.
对于大家结过婚的人都知道，有时候在我们的婚姻里面，并不是总是很平顺、很罗曼蒂克的。
Men can have very strong wills.
做男人的可能有很强的主见。
And we women have strong wills too.
我们女人做女人的也有很强的自我的意见。
And we think our way is the best way.
我们会认为我们的方法才是最好的。
And you put two people together like this.
当你把两个这样的人摆在一起的时候,
there is bound to be conflict.
你知道一定会有冲突发生。
Well, this husband and wife loved each other.
啊，丈夫妻子，他们是彼此相爱。
And then the baby comes along.
啊，当孩子出生了。
And there's much work to take care of a baby.
啊，要照顾一个婴孩需要很多的功夫。
And there had been argument.
啊，就开始有了争执。
And the mother was taking the baby out for a walk outside.
这个做母亲的就带着这个婴孩啊到外面去散步。
And she was talking to Jesus.
她一边散步一边跟主耶稣交谈。
And she made a promise to Jesus.
在那里她跟主耶稣立了一个约。
She knew these wonderful scriptures in Isaiah and Matthew that Jesus was meek.
他读到以赛亚书，也读到马太福音，讲到主耶稣是何等的柔和。
He was called the Lamb of God.
谦卑，他被称为是那个神的羔羊。
And she told the Lord this promise.
他跟主说，他跟主有了一个约定。
I promise you that I will never talk back.
他跟主说，我答应你，我不再要来辩护我自己或是回嘴了。
That's a very difficult thing to do.
这是一个很困难要实现的一个应许。
And she knew that would mean that she had to have the Spirit of Christ.
她当她这样子跟主立约的时候，她知道她必须要有基督的灵在她身上。
To never answer back.
不再回嘴了。
And I must testify that I knew her for some years, and I never heard her answer back.
我可以在这里做见证，我认识这个姐妹很多年，我从来没有看到她回嘴。
We were very close friends.
我们是很亲密的朋友。
And sometimes we women defend women, we thought she must be right sometimes.
有时候当我们几个姐妹在一起的时候，甚至我们都会为她辩护，我们说这件事情你是对的。
Her marriage turned out to be one of the best I had ever seen.
你知道吗？当我看到这对啊夫妇的婚姻，我觉得这是我所看到最好的婚姻之一。
I thought the Lord wants me to learn something because I got married late in life.
所以我就想主耶稣也要教导我一些事情，因为我本身我是啊年纪比较大的时候我才结婚。
In fact, next week is my husband and I will be married 26 years.
事实上，下个礼拜我跟我的先生要庆祝我们26周年的结婚纪念。
And maybe sometimes I think God wants us to do something, and my husband says no.
有时候我会觉得说，哎，神要我们做什么事情，可是我的先生会说不。
I remembered this marriage that I knew long years ago, and I must learn.
我就想到这一对夫妇，我很久以前都认识的，我就觉得说，是的，我必须要学习。
So God really wants us to do this. He's big enough to convince my husband.
有时候我说啊，神要我们，我觉得神要感动我们要做这件事情。我也试着跟我的先生、我的丈夫来沟通。
I said, "Oh Lord, help me to be quiet."
然后我就跟神说：“主啊，你帮助我能够啊保持静默。
”And when I was quiet, my husband come to me maybe a couple hours, maybe a day later.
常常当我静默以后，我的先生也许几个小时以后，也许几天之后。
Yes, I was working outside. The Lord spoke to me. We are supposed to do that.
有时候他就会说，当我在外面做一些事的时候，突然神告诉我，我们应该要做这件事情。
So you see, I learned something from this lady, not as perfectly as she learned. I'm still learning.
所以你看到吗？我从这对夫妇身上，我学到的这个宝贵的功课，我还没有像他们学的这么好，可是我在学习中。
We need the Spirit of Jesus.
我们需要基督耶稣的灵。
We need the Spirit of the Lamb of God.
我们需要那个神的羔羊的圣灵。
We need His meekness.
我们需要他的柔和谦卑。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now that's just introduction. I want to look at Philippians.
这是我们的这堂课的起头。我们翻到腓立比书，好不好？
Look at Philippians 2, 1 to 12.
我们要从第二章的第一节读到第十二节。
Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy,
所以在基督里，若有什么劝勉、爱心，有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
Isn't that some statement Paul is making here? Of course there is consolation in Christ. Of course there's comfort of love.
我们看到保罗在这里讲得非常有意思，当然会有劝勉，会有在爱心里面的安慰。
And of course there's affection and mercy.
当然，我们心里边会有慈悲怜悯。
He says, and fulfill my joy by being like-minded.
保罗继续这样说，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同。
Having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Let each of you look not on his own interest, but the interest of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Stop there for a moment.
我们稍微停在这里。
Now, verse 3, selfish ambition.
第三节，虚浮的荣耀。
Or conceit.
或是骄傲。
Conceit is thinking very highly of ourselves.
我们常常看自己看得很高。
We're better than most people.
我们比那些人还好。
Oh God, forgive us.
神啊，真是要赦免我们。
I go to a Chinese family doctor.
我的家庭医生是一个中国人。
He is a Christian filled with the Holy Spirit.
他是一个被圣灵充满的一个基督徒。
He grew up in Malacca, Malaysia.
他是从马来西亚的马六甲来的。
His name happens to be Christopher Chow.
他的名字是克里斯多夫，他也姓周。
He's always been interested in my husband and I serving the Lord.
他对我跟我的弟兄一起服侍主，他常常很感兴趣。
Every time we go to see him, he prays for us.
我们每次去看他的时候，他也为我们祷告。
He wants to know when I travel with Pastor Chow what my itinerary is so he can pray at those days.
当我有时候跟周牧师一起去出外去服侍的时候，他说你把你的行程告诉我，因为你们每一站我都要为你们祷告。
So I told him that we would be having these classes on humility, asking what he thought.
那当我告诉他说我们会有这个网络课程。
He said, be sure to ask them, are you building God's kingdom or are you building your kingdom?
他告诉我说你要问他们这个问题，到底我们是在建造神的国还是我们在建造自己的国。
He has worked with many missions.
他曾经在许多的宣教或说事工里面服侍过。参与过。
He goes to offer his medical help on mission fields a couple times a year.
他每年出去外面做医病的医疗的事工。
But in, among Christian workers, he sees sometimes they are building their own kingdom.
可是在许多基督徒的工人中间，他看到有一些人，他们是在建造，是他们自己的国度。
There's this selfish ambition to be great spiritually.
会有这样子一个虚浮的荣耀，他们想要自己成为好像属灵的一个巨人一样。
And that has disturbed him.
这件事情非常的困扰他。
So that's why he's saying, are you building, are your workers, are your ministers building their own kingdom, or are they building Christ's kingdom?
这就是为什么他喜欢问这些工人、这些服侍主的传道人们说：“你们是在建造自己的国度，还是你们是建造耶稣基督的国度？”
And as we come into the presence of the Lord, He will reveal these things to us.
我们常常到主耶稣的同在里面，他会向我们启示这些隐藏的事情。
And that's what Paul is warning us.
这是保罗在这里警告我们的。
And verse 5 tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind
be in you. 第五节这边讲到,
he being in form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
他本有神的形象,不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
But he made himself of no reputation.
反倒虚己。
He took on the form of a bondservant and came in the likeness of man.
取了奴仆的形象, 成为人的样式。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself.
既有人的样子, 就自己卑微。
He became obedient to the death of the cross.
存心顺服, 以至于死, 且死在十字架上。
Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
But at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
叫一切。
And those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth.
在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And every time we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Jesus has been exalted to the right hand of the Father.
主耶稣他已经被父神高升在他的右手边。
How did he get there?
他是怎么到达那样子的地位呢？
By death.
经过死。
He humbled himself.
他自己卑微。
Isn't that what we've been wanting to study? To humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
这就是我们这几堂课要学习的，我们怎么样自己谦卑，服在神大能的手下。
He became obedient.
他存心顺服。
To the death of the cross.
以至于死，且死在十字架上。
You know the story in the garden when Jesus was praying, sweating drops of blood.
我们都知道主耶稣在哥西玛尼园里面的故事，他的汗流下如血点一般。
His great prayer was, Oh, let this cup pass from me.
他那伟大的祷告，他说，倘若可行，就叫这杯离开我。
He knew what he was going to have to go through.
他深知道他所要经过的是什么。
He knew how he would be separated from his own disciples.
他知道他将与他自己的门徒们被分开。
He even cried, Father, why have you forsaken me?
我们记得在十字架上，他甚至呼喊说：“神啊，你为什么离弃我？”
Because he represented sin. He could not be in the presence of the Holy God.
因为在那里他成了罪，他没有办法再跟永生的父神连接。
But in that prayer, Jesus says, Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
可是我们记得他的祷告是父啊，然而不要照着我的意思，乃要照着你的意思。
And he prayed that three times.
3次他都这样子跟神说。
Oh, that that would be our prayer.
哦，巴不得我们都有这样的祷告。
Father, not my will, but thine be done.
父啊，不要照着我的意思，乃要照着你的意思行。
This is the way to come into blissful life.
这是我们通往一个蒙福生活的路。
By surrendering our own wills.
当我们把自己的意志降服，
Jesus was obedient to come to earth.
主耶稣他带着顺服的心来到地上。
As we studied last week, all through the book of John, he said, I delight to do my Father's will.
我们上礼拜提到，就像约翰福音许许多多记载说，父啊，我乐意照你的意思行。
But this is the climax.
这是一个高峰。
That he would be obedient unto death.
他会存心的顺服，以至于死。
And God exalted him to his own right hand.
神就将他升为至高，让他坐在他的右边。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
Now, if you turn over to chapter 3 of Philippians,
我们再翻到第三章，腓立比书第三章。
Paul talking in verse 7.
第七节，保罗这样说。
What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ.
这是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。
That I may gain Christ.
为要得着基督。
And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
或者我也可得以从死里复活。
Oh, that was the cry from Paul's heart, that I may know him.
这是保罗心里面一个极大的呼求，他说，使我得以认识基督。
Jesus told the disciples before he went to the cross in John 17. He said, this is life eternal, that they may know thee.
他说，这就是永生。你们认识独一的真神。
And Paul is crying, Oh, that I might know him.
所以保罗在这里说，哦，使我得以认识基督。
There are so many people that try to know so much about everything.
有许许多多人，他们花这么多的功夫，想要知道许许多多的事。
But one thing is needful.
然而不可少的只有一件。
That we may know him.
就是我们能够认识他。
In the power of his resurrection.
晓得他复活的大能。
But before the resurrection comes the fellowship of his sufferings.
可是在经历他复活之前，我们要与他一同受苦。
Being conformed to his death.
效法他的死。
That means we have to die too.
这就是说我们也必须同死与基督。
You remember in Luke 9:23, Jesus said,
你们记得路加福音第9章第20节那里，主耶稣23节那里，基督耶稣说。
If you don't know it by heart, you should underline it.
我们也许应该把这节经文画下来。
Jesus said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me."
主耶稣跟他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Oh, there's our orders from the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣给我们的命令。
He said, "Do you want to come after me?"
他说，你要跟从我吗？
You have to deny yourself.
你们就当要舍己。
Take up the thing that crosses you.
背起那些与你自己意志来交错的那些事情。
See, the cross was something to die on.
我们知道十字架就是要让人死的地方。
Nowadays we wear it around our neck, and it's very. My husband gave me that. And I went to Asia, I could think about my husband.
今天我们许多人都带着十字架的项链。这个是我的丈夫给我的。
Just represents the cross of Jesus.
好像代表着主耶稣基督的十字架。
But Jesus says we have a cross too.
可主耶稣在他这里说，我们自己也有十字架。
This is one.I want to make a cross for you. Can you see that cross?
我现在做一个十字架的样子，你们可以看见吗？
You see, this line is my will.
这条竖的这条线就是我的意志，我想要的。
And somebody comes and crosses it.
然后有一个别的人来，他把它划掉。
Something happens.
某一件事情发生了。
And it...hinders my getting my own way.
他阻挡了我要达到我自己所想要的。
So that's what it means by cross.
这就是十字架的一个含义。
You think of it, my way is what I want.
我们自己想要做的事情，我们自己的欲望。
But Jesus says, deny yourself.
可主耶稣在这里很清楚地说，你要舍己。
Take up your cross.
背起你的十字架
，and die on it，
死在十字架上。
Follow me，
跟随我。
If we're very earnest, the Lord arranges the size and the form of the cross in each one.
我们每一个人，主耶稣都很精心的量定我们自己的十字架。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may think somebody else's cross is easier than your cross.
有时候你看到别的基督徒，你说：“哦，他的十字架容易的多了。
”But we don't know.
可是我们真的不知道。
We just know that the Lord is after a fully surrendered life.
我只知道一件事：主耶稣他一直在追求那些完完全全对他降服的生命。
He wants us to be fully given to Him.
他巴不得我们都把自己完完全全地交给他。
He wants us surrendered.
他盼望我们能够降服。
He wants us to pray that prayer he prayed in the garden, Father, not my will.
他要我们也做他在科西玛尼园一样的祷告，他说：“父啊，不要照着我的意思。
”Thy will be done.
那要照着你的意思。
Not my kingdom.
不是我自己所要建立的国。
Not my sitting on the throne.
不是我自己坐在宝座上。
But your kingdom come.
而是你的国。
I want to crown Jesus king of all.
我们要让耶稣坐在那万王之王的地位上。
Now we know the soldiers crowned him with the crown of thorns.
我们知道兵丁怎么样子用荆棘编成一个冠冕戴在他头上。
They mocked him.
他们取笑他。
In front of him.
他们来嗤笑他。
They even spit in his face.
他们吐唾沫在他的脸上。
Jesus endured it all.
主耶稣忍受这一切。
For love of us.
因着向着我们的爱。
He conquered self-will.
他胜过了自己。 的意思。
He comforted for us.
He 也为着我们来得胜。
We no longer have to be bound by our own self-life.
他为我们得胜了，所以我们不需要再一直的被我们的老旧的生命、我们自己的意志所绑住。
Paul tells us in Galatians 2:20 that he had been crucified with Christ.
啊，加拉太书第二章第二十节，保罗说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架。”
He said, "It's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me."
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
我如今在肉身活着，乃是因信神的儿子而活。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
Oh, can we say that?
哦，我们可不可以都这样子宣告呢？
I was crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
I believe he is who he said he is.
我相信他就是他自己所说的。
He loved me, gave himself for me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He conquered all pride.
他胜过了一切。
He was humiliated.
他受到极大的羞辱。
When we have been stripped of our clothes, we are humiliated.
你知道，当一个人他的外衣里衣被脱下来的时候，这是一个羞辱。
And someone spits in your face.
如果还有人吐唾沫在我们的脸上，这也是一个羞辱。
All of this Jesus endured for us.
主耶稣忍受这一切，为着我们。
He died hanging on the cross for my pride.
他为着我的骄傲，因着我的骄傲，他死，被钉在十字架上。
And when he humbled himself,
当他谦卑他自己。
He proved his humility by dying.
他借着死来向我们证明他里面的谦卑，来向我们显明他的谦卑。
But he rose again.
然而他复活了。
As the mighty conqueror.
以一个征服者的身份，他复活了。
And God has raised him up in the heavens.
神把他高高的升为至高。
And we follow after him.
我们也这样子来跟从他。
Paul, the great apostle, said in Corinthians, I die daily.
啊，保罗在啊哥林多前书那里说。我天天死。
Are you dying daily?
我们是不是也是天天死呢？
As you've been praying, Lord, show me myself the way you see me. I'm sure you're getting some answers.
你们上礼拜的课以后，你们是不是也有祷告说，主啊，像愿你启示我真实的自己？我想你们都应该也得到一些启示了。
The Lord's been showing me myself.
主他应允我的祷告，他一直在向我启示我的自己。
And instead of being discouraged, I know he's working.
我没有因此而失望或是觉得灰心，反而我知道他在我身上做工。
He has his promise. He's begun this good work. He's able to complete it.
他应许我们，那开始了这善工的，必要成全这工。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a serious thing we need to consider, which down in the valley where God is.
有一个很重要、很要紧的事，我们必须要很认真的来思想，就是在神那个低低的谷那里。
And that is the surrender of our own will.
那个低谷也指着我们把我们自己的意志降服。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Many times during the day, the Lord gives us an opportunity to say no to our own way.
每一天，主都给我们许许多多的机会来向我们自己的意思说不。
like this husband and wife situation I told you about.
就好像我刚刚向你们举的这个夫妇的例子,
there's opportunity to say no to my own way.
我们会有许许多多的机会来向我自己的意志说不,
to humble myself.
来真实的谦卑自己,
that's God's command, humble yourself.
事实上这是神的命令, 他说你们要自卑,
Andrew Murray tells us humility is the path to death.
穆安德烈弟兄告诉我们, 谦卑就是那通往死的路。
Humility means giving up of self.
谦卑就是把我们的自己来降服出来, 来交出来。
I have witnessed people that were very humble, and they are so happy.
在我这一生,我看到有一些真实很谦卑的人,我发现他们非常的快乐。
It's the happy Christian life.
这是一个很快乐的基督徒的生活。
It's our pride that makes arguments and quarreling and wars.
事实上,就是我们的骄傲,让我们在里面会有那些争竞不安。
This week there is some homework for you.
这个礼拜我有一些功课要你们做。
I would like to have you read your copy of Andrew Murray's Humility.
我希望大家可以去读穆安德烈的谦卑这本书。
I want you to skip over to chapter 10.
我想要大家直接跳到第10章。
Maybe you can do it over this Easter weekend.
也许你们借着在这个复活节的这个礼拜可以来阅读它。
Here's a couple quotes from that chapter.
也许我在这里读一些他在那章里面所说的话。
In death, Christ gave the highest perfect proof of giving up his will to the will of God.
在基督的死里面,他给神也给所有的人最高的证明,他怎么样子完完全全地舍了他自己。
And he wants to live that life in us.
他渴望从我们里面也活出这样子的生命。
We must be willing.
我们必须要愿意。
As we've heard about Martha Robinson, Martha Wing Robinson.
我们听过罗宾森师母。
She has a little booklet, it's called Treasures of Wisdom.
他出了一本小书,就是智慧的宝库。
And one of them, day of the year, it says in there, one thought, crucifixion is the utter annihilation of the will.
其中有一天的一句话他这样子说,钉在十字架上就是完完全全对我们自己意志的一个摧毁。
The yielding up of your life.
就是一个把我们生命降服出来。
There's another one that I really enjoy. Holy Ghost friendships makes you so you don't want to have your own way.
有另外一句话我自己很喜欢,他说,我们如果真的活在与圣灵的交通里面,他使我们不想要做自己的意思。
We always go back to that wonderful union with Jesus Christ.
反而我们会常常的想要回到与基督联合的里面。
We have Holy Ghost friendship.
我们有圣灵做我们的朋友一样的交通。
When we wait in His presence and He comes to us.
当我们停留等候在他的同在的时候,他就临到我们。
His presence warms our heart.
他的同在温暖了我们的心。
We sense His great love over us.
我们在那里,我们体会他向着我们那极大的爱。
He wraps us in His arms.
他好像把我们抱在他自己的膀臂里面。
And we see Him.
在那里,我们看见他。
We fall in love with Him.
我们就爱上他。
And we don't even want to have our own way.
到一个地步,我们连要自己的意志我们也不想要了。
It doesn't matter.
没有关系。
It doesn't matter what we have to go through.
无论我们怎么样的遭遇都没有关系，
Cry with Paul, oh, that I might know him.
好像保罗一样呼喊说：“哦，使我得以认识基督。
Oh, I must have you, Jesus.
”好，我们说：“哦，我必须要拥有你，主耶稣。
I want to forget myself.
我要忘掉我自己所想要的，
Be lost in you.
消失在你的里面。”
Oh, if we look at him more.
哦，如果我们能够更多的来注视他，
We'll love him more,
我们会更多的爱上他，
and we will be changed.
我们会被改变的。
We find it'll be easy to open our hands.
我们会发现会越来越容易来敞开我们的手，
And say, Oh Jesus, I give myself to you.
伸出我们的手说：“哦，主耶稣，我把我自己交给你。”
Make the change in me.
哦，愿你来做那改变的工作。
Fill me with your spirit.
哦，用你的圣灵来充满我。
You are the Lamb of God.
你是那位神的羔羊。
You are meek and lowly in heart.
你是那位心里柔和谦卑的呢。
You've called us to come to you.
你也呼召我们来跟从你。
We are weary of trying to do our own thing.
来到你的面前，我们说我们真是劳苦担重担，为着要实现我们自己所想要的。
At your feet we fall,
哦，我们真是跌倒，
yielding up our all.
我们要在你的脚前来下拜，来降服在你的面前。
Help us to surrender.
哦，帮助我们能以完全的降服。
Surrender our whole life to you.
把我们的一生降服在你的面前，
To give ourselves.
把我们自己给出去，
Not to do our own will,
不要行我们自己的旨意，
but to do your will.
乃要行你的旨意。
Give us that Spirit of Christ
哦，更多把这基督的灵赐给我们。
that prayed in the garden, Father, not my will, but thine be done.
就是那在哥西马音园里面那基督的灵，他怎么样祷告说：“父啊，不要照着我的意思，乃要照着你的意思行。
Oh Jesus, on this Good Friday, we ask that you will work in every heart.
”哦，主耶稣啊，在这个受难的纪念日的礼拜五，我们求你在每一颗心里面做工。
We are your empty vessels.
我们是你的倒空的器皿。
We want to be filled with you.
我们渴望被你所充满，
We want to love not our own life.
我们渴望不爱惜自己的生命，
We want to forsake our own ways.
我们渴望要抛弃我们自己的方式，
We want to lay down our own wills.
我们愿意真是放下我们自己的旨意，
Set us free from our pride.
让我们可以从我们自己的骄傲里面出来。
Let us admire you.
我们爱慕能够像你，
Let us receive you.
让我们来领受你。
Here we are, Lord Jesus, pour out your spirit.
主耶稣啊，我们都在这里，愿你将你的灵浇灌下来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们请你来，
Let
来，
your life within us.
从我里面活出你的自己。
We present our bodies to you.
我们将我们的身体献上，
Cleanse us.
洁净我们。
We kneel before your cross today.
我们匍匐在你的十字架面前。
Let your blood flow over us.
哦，让十字架上你的宝血再次流到我们的身上。
Cleanse us from everything that's not like you.
哦，来洁净我们身上一切不像你的地方。
We're looking to you for a change today.
我们仰望你来改变我们。
Let our cry be not my will, but thine be done.
愿那一直成为我们的呼喊，说不要照着我的意思，那要照着你的意思。
I lay down my selfish ambitions.
我把我那些虚浮的荣耀都摆下。
Let my whole desire be to please you.
让我唯一，我们，我完完全全所要的，就是要来讨你的喜悦。
Make yourself very real to us.
愿你将你自己变得这么真实，在我们身上。
So that whether we're waking or sleeping,
无论行走或安息
the current of our thought will be of you.
我们里面的思想最甜的就是你。
We'll have you always before you.
我们一直都要活在你的面前。
As David cried, I set the Lord always before me.
就好像大卫他说的，我将耶和华常摆在我的眼前。
Amen. Live out your life within us.
哦，愿你来，从我们里面活出你的自己。
You said if we empty ourselves, you would fill us.
如果我们将自己倒空，他就要来充满。
And here we are.
我们在这里。
Fill us more.
哦，更多充满我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, come and fill us now.
愿你来，现在就来充满我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我爱你，爱你，我爱耶稣。我爱你，爱你，我爱你，
耶稣。哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。主我在我心，
主我在我心。哦，何等奇妙！求恩，
基督，
基督，我在我心。
耶稣，耶稣，
是的，主啊，是的，主。
Glory, 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 hallelujah.
哦，荣耀归给你。Hallelujah, 哦，上帝 ，Praise you, Jesus。哦，全能的神，我们赞美你，哈利路亚！主，你真是大大的来开我们的眼睛。哦，主啊，当我们匍匐在你的脚前，主啊，我们求你，哦，那赐人智慧和启示的灵来照明我们。主啊，让我们真看见你这位至高的神。哦，主啊，你何等的降卑你的自己。哦，主啊，让那美丽羔羊的荣耀充满我们的眼目，你成为我们的意象。主啊，真是让我们不爱慕别的，主啊，我们说无论任何的代价，主啊，我们能够跟随你一直的到底，主啊，无论在十字架上，主啊，无论在客西马尼园，主啊，无论在人的讥笑里面，主啊，我们要的就是耶稣，主啊，你真是带我们进入神儿子的交通里面，哈利路亚，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，哦，主啊，让我们里面真是常常的向你呼喊，哦，主，巴不得我们真的认识你，主啊，我们能够晓得那复活的大能，主啊，我们能够进入与你死的联合的交通。哦，主啊，或者我们得以从死里复活，经历那荣耀复活的大能。主啊，我们再次感谢，我们赞美你。主啊，我们求你，主啊，你的话语出来。主啊，你真是结实在每一个学员的心里面。主啊，你借着今天早晨的言语，主啊，你在各地预备一个一个神的羔羊，主啊，让我们都行走在神羔羊的灵里面，主啊，让这世界看见，主啊，什么是真实基督的跟随者，主，我们感谢，我们赞美你，荣耀归给你，高高在上，我们的神，我们向你欢呼，因为你实在要做大事在我们中间，谢谢你，奉救主耶稣的名祷告，阿门，阿门，阿
门，
阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，
Nothing is dearer to God than His will.
没有什么比神的旨意更靠近神的心。
Now let us bow before Him.
让我们真的都俯伏降服我们自己的意识在神的意思里面。
Say, Oh, today, Jesus, I want to do your will.
就简单的告诉他，主啊，这一天我就是要来行你的旨意。
I want to humble myself before you.
哦，我愿意降服、谦卑我自己在你的面前。
I want to stay at the foot of the cross.
我要一直的停留在十字架底下。
Let me catch those drops of blood.
让我再一次来触摸你所流出来的宝血。
But they may cleanse me.
让这血再来接近我。
And make me pleasing in the Father's sight.
让我能够真实在父的面前得蒙悦纳。
Your blood speaks for us.
哦，你的血为我们来辩护。
We thank you for rending the veil in two.
哦，我们谢谢你，你把幔子裂成了两半。
Giving access to your presence.
使我们得以敞开的进到你的面前。
We come boldly to that throne of grace.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座面前。
The living way you have opened up through the blood.
是你所用你的血所开的那条又新又活的路。
To receive your spirit.
来接受，来领受你的圣灵。
Your spirit of humility.
是那谦卑者的灵。
Your spirit of meek and lowly heart.
是那一个柔和谦卑的心。
Help us to watch our words.
帮助我们留意我们口中的言语。
That they may glorify you.
让我们所出的话能够带给你荣耀。
Cleanse our thoughts.
来接近我们的思想。
From all conceit.
从一切的自傲、自信里面出来。
Thoughts of superiority.
那些自以为我们比别人好的那些思想。
You said you love a broken and a contrite heart.
因为你说你喜爱与那心灵痛悔、谦卑痛悔的人同
居。We love you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们爱你。
And we believe you to touch every student this morning.
我们真是把每一个学员交在你的手中，你自己来摸着他们。
Lay your nail-scarred hand on every head.
让你的那钉痕的手在每一个头上。
From the oldest to the youngest.
从最小的到最大的，你都按在他们头上。
You call all of us to come.
因为你实在呼召我们每一个人都来。
And we come.
我们就来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
愿神祝福每一位。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord watch between us while we're absent from one another. And may he give you a glorious Easter. May you keep the light of the victory of Christ.
当我们要分开的时候，愿神他保守我们，特别赐给我们一个很荣耀的，来纪念他的死，也纪念他复活的一个假日。
I pray that you will see Jesus.
我真的祷告，你们能够看见耶稣。
Go like Mary early to the tomb and find he's risen.
就好像玛利亚，她清早就走到坟墓那里面，她发现，她活了。
The mighty conqueror.
这位征服者，这位得胜者，他复活了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。
A blessed resurrection.To you.
我真是奉神的名祝福你们都有一个复活的灵在你们身上。
Hallelujah. God bless you.
再见，拜拜，神祝福你们。